Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Joanne Black. Joanne S. Black is the name on the book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. She's a sales referral expert extraordinaire. If you want to know how to get more business out of your salespeople, you need to know how. You need to know where to find her. NoMoreColdCalling.com, right, Joanne?
That's correct, Jim.
So check that out. Okay, we're still talking about how women in sales boost the bottom line. Joanne, tell us, give us another edition of why that's the case.
Well, let's move from brain differences to the actual research, which I didn't do, but somebody else did. And there's been a lot of research about it, but the bottom line is that women boost the revenue of a company. They stay in their sales roles about a year longer than men. They hit quota at a higher rate. And that they actually build more diverse teams, which leads to higher revenues. So here's some of the stats. There was a Harvard Business Review survey of more than 7,000 leaders, and they are more effective across the board in really every area, from top management to managers to individual contributor. But it's the impact of these gender-diverse sales teams that really matter. So the companies that have a higher female workforce actually have more revenue. They have the larger number of customers in thousands and more than double the companies that just have a medium level of women. They have a higher market share, higher profitability, all of those things that happen in companies that have gender diverse teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
why aren't there more gender diverse C-suites?
Oh, well, how much time do you have on that?
that's an issue, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, it is an issue, but it's also it's at the C-suite level, but it's also at every single level in a company. You know, there is research that shows that companies that have women in the C-suite are way more profitable than those who don't. But we don't do business just by people in the C-suite. We have to look at every single level of a company, from management to the individual performers. And it's not just about salary. You know, there's been so much about the equity in pay, and we know that's an issue. It's not that at all. It's about, as women, because of who we are and some of the brain differences I've talked about, contribute to the bottom line of a company.
You know, Sandberg wrote a book about this. Do women need to be more supportive of other women?
Well, that depends who you talk to. And I've always felt that women are very, very, very supportive of each other. Although some people have pushed back and say, no, you know, when women break the glass ceiling, they just want to put up a cement ceiling.
Right.
And they don't want to help other women. I think that is a huge minority. My experience has been, and other women I've spoken with, that we help each other because we've been there,
mm-hmm.
and we need to do that. The other thing I found out is that when I blogged a lot about women in sales, big deals and high deals, why women are natural to selling, and on one LinkedIn post, I got more than, oh, I don't know, it was like 800 comment views, and I got 60-plus comments, and the men who have daughters wrote to me and said, I agree with you, I have daughters, and I want them to have the same opportunity
right.
as I had. And so then I wrote another post, Jim, men with daughters get it, because it's different. So we look at what's happening now in the workplace. We look at what happened when we got in sales. We look at now the new people coming up. We want to give them those same opportunities.
Well, diversity, period, has been, the research shows that diversity, not for its own sake, but diversity in an organic way is good for any organization.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And the challenge
And when I say diversity, I don't just mean skin color. I don't just mean gender. I mean, it could be education. It could be their environmental background. It's diversity across the board is good for every organization.
It certainly is, all of that matters because we come to the table with different ideas, different backgrounds, and different ways of looking at a problem.
Yep.
And that's why it's so important to have the appreciation for the way others are contributing and the way others think.
NoMoreColdCalling.com. That's how you find out more about Joanne Black. And, of course, the book is outstanding, the new one. Pick up the damn phone. Also, No More Cold Calling. That's another one of her outstanding books. Hey, Joanne, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Tim. Thanks.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.